This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Managers at Suffolk Downs are defending their decision to have chosen Caesars Entertainment as the operator of a proposed casino there. That's even though the racetrack recently severed ties with Caesars due to concerns over the company's link to a hotel chain with ties to the Russian mob. Track officials faced tough questioning at a hearing before the State Gaming Commission today, and WBUR's Jack Lepiarz was there.
Suffolk Downs has promised to have a new operator to replace Caesars Entertainment by the end of the year, but it says it probably won't have one in place by next Tuesday, when voters in East Boston and Revere will decide whether to approve Suffolk's proposed $1.1 billion casino. At a hearing this morning, Suffolk Downs managers were asked why they didn't catch the issues with Caesars earlier. Tom Riley, the former state attorney general testifying on behalf of the track, says it trusted Caesars and that Caesars violated that trust.
There's no need to be surprised by something like this, but that's exactly what happened. And what happened was that Suffolk was blindsided by this, but acted very quickly to deal with it.
Riley says Suffolk officials did not learn about the issue until October 2nd, 2 weeks before they dropped Caesars as their operator. But Commissioner James McHugh questioned why Caesars was chosen in the first place when it was being investigated by Nevada regulators over a gambler who said he was fed alcohol and prescription drugs by Caesars staff while losing nearly $15 million. Suffolk Downs executive Charles Baker said he couldn't remember if he was informed of the allegations during the vetting process.
Would that have been of concern to you if you had learned it?
Yes, sir. I mean, it's not anything we would engage in.
Is it the kind of conduct you would want your partner to engage in?
No, sir.
After the meeting, casino opponents praised the tough questions, but they say their best bet at defeating the proposal lies with next week's referendum. Complicating the matter is that Caesars is still listed as Suffolk Downs' partner on next Tuesday's ballot. State election officials say that could open the results up to a legal challenge, but they say the vote will go forward because the ballots have already been printed and some people have already filed absentee votes. Suffolk Downs COO Chip Tuttle says he remains confident voters will support the casino, citing the track's promise to uphold agreements with its host communities, Boston and Revere.
If you thought 4,000 jobs with local hiring preferences was a good idea 2 weeks ago, you probably still think it's a good idea this week. The change in operators hasn't seemed to change anybody's point of view.
The commission says it will make a decision soon on whether Suffolk Downs can continue its casino application. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.
In a statement released just a few minutes ago, Caesars said it shared all pertinent information with Suffolk Downs.